After Alex had turned on the camera light, a panic wave went through the flock. He saw a long, dark hall full of de-beaked, derailed hens in tiny cages, cackling and screaming. A sudden coldness hit him at the core, and he took a step back. It was like a scene from a utopian horror movie.
My name is Henrik Vilenius, and I'm the author of the Rise Up trilogy, a young adult coming-of-age story about Hashim, Alex, and Mariam confronting real-life issues like climate change, corrupt politics, animal cruelty, and racial and gender equity.
5. Mariam perched on the sand next to a pile of clothes that Alex had shed before sprinting down the beach and jumping headlong into the rolling waves. She got up and uncoiled the wraparound skirt that covered the bottom part of her modest swimming suit. She asked if Hashim would join her, but he just shook his head no. Raising her brow, she tried to coax him to change his mind. But as he didn't respond, she gave it up. Hashim was obviously still carrying some trauma from what had happened the previous August. How many times had they gone together to the lake park to swim, and Hashim had always been the first in the water? Maybe he was afraid that the pool was still there. So many things had happened that night. Mariam often wondered how she would have coped if she had fallen off with her best friend, her parents had kicked her out, and her first crush had rejected her, all within 12 hours' time. Pushing those thoughts out of her mind, she started running towards the ocean. When Alex turned to look at her, she suddenly felt very exposed and shy. Maybe she should have worn a burkini that she had recently bought online. It gave better protection from the hungry eyes of men. Although she knew that for her, it was a pretext. Of course, for many of her fellow Muslim women, it was a sound choice, but not for her. What she really needed was protection from her own untimely desires. How could she stay focused if she let her emotions take over? She jumped right into the shallow water, and its salty coolness gave her a shock that she needed to snap out of it, whatever it was. As she came up for air, Alex slapped the surface, sending a cluster of droplets right at her. With no hesitation, she responded in kind, and that took both of them by surprise. Next, she heard herself laughing out loud as she threw herself on him, and they both ended up under the water, splashing and shrieking. Hashim scratched his temple as he watched Mariam and Alex walking towards him. He had never seen Mariam behaving as free as he had just witnessed. Maybe the reason was that nobody knew her here like they did back home. With her vegan activism and her liberal views on women's rights in Islam, she was an eyesore for many in their Midwestern Muslim community. There had been stories circulating about her flings with white boys. Of course, she wasn't the only one meeting them without chaperones, but she refused to make excuses or back down. However, her impudence might have been an even greater crime, and that made her a target for gossip. But as far as he knew, none of the vile rumors were true. Yet Mariam wasn't yet totally emancipated. Hashim found it truly endearing how she stole furtive glances at Alex's glistening, lean body from underneath her towel as she dried herself. She wasn't the only one doing it. Alex was checking her out, too.
"What's with your face? You're smiling like a horse," Alex said.
"Oh, I didn't know that horses smiled,"
Hashim replied. Should he just spell it out for them? Although, it could be much more fun to watch how this was going to unfold.
"You,"
Alex said as he jumped on Hashim. He grasped his friend's hands and pinned them down while planting his wet bottom on Hashim's staunch stomach. Shaking his head, he sent a wave of salty droplets all over his friend's face and chest. Although Hashim's arms were the size of Alex's thighs and he could have easily thrown Alex off, he just lay there laughing. Then, Alex backed down and grabbed Hashim by the waist, trying to flip him. Not for the first time, Hashim marveled at Alex's hidden strength as he felt his midsection being lifted off the ground. Unlike him, Alex never went to the gym. While Alex was huffing and puffing, pushing him sideways, Hashim's nose ended up in Alex's hairless armpit. To his surprise, there was no body odor. Was it because Alex had gone vegan a few months ago? Not caring if his clothes got wet and dirty from the sand, he let himself be manhandled, and he loved it. Horsing around was something they used to do a lot more before he came out of the closet, and he had really missed it. Alex walked behind Hashim and Miriam as they made their way to the parking lot. Hashim's shirt and pants were all wrinkled, but not dirty. The sun had dried the wet spots. Fooling around with Miriam in the water or wrestling with Hashim had helped him to forget his troubles. But now, the proverbial tightness in his chest was back.
"Are you all right?"
Hashim said as Alex caught up with them. After taking a deep breath, he tried to pull his shoulders back and put on a brave face. But judging from the creased foreheads of his friends, his effort was not bearing fruit. Alex sat down to put on his sneakers.
It's just that I'm a total failure, and I'm happy my mom isn't here to see it.
Miriam lowered herself next to him with a sympathetic expression on her face.
I'm sure that's not true.
Jamming his feet inside the shoe, Alex turned his head away from Miriam. He didn't want them to be understanding. Rather, they should get angry and shout at him, tell him what an asshole he was. Miriam continued in a soothing tone.
I'm sure she would be...
Alex crossed his arms, blowing out a breath that rattled his lips.
I really thought I could do it. But nobody wants my articles or my stories.
I love your stuff,
Hashim said.
Be patient. It's a very competitive market out there,
Miriam added. Alex yanked his shoelaces tight.
Without a degree, nobody's going to even look at my writing.
Miriam leaned forward.
Winning a competition or getting an article published in a national paper could help you get a scholarship.
Alex flinched as Hashim laid a hand on his shoulder.
No. It's over. I'm going to find some job back home.
You can't.
Writing was all you ever wanted,
Hashim said in a broken voice, withdrawing his hand.
You can't give it up now. You just can't.
Without a word, Miriam jumped up and ran off towards the parking lot, her long curly hair flying in the wind.
I'm sorry.
Alex stood up and saw silent tears running down on Hashim's cheeks. He wanted to hug his friend, but he knew if he did, he would start crying too, and he would end up backing down from his decision. And that was something he couldn't afford to do. So he left Hashim standing there with slumped shoulders and walked off. Miriam kept her eyes on the road. However, she probably couldn't recall anything she had seen in the last 20 minutes if anybody had asked. No words had been exchanged since Alex told him he was going back home for good. Clutching to the steering wheel, Miriam tried to come up with some positive thoughts, but all attempts fell short. She wanted to check in the mirror if her eyes were all red, but she didn't have the energy to do that. New York without Alex had lost its charm. And why had she run off like a teenage girl? It reminded her of her fights with her mom, who was always complaining about how she dressed, talked, thought, and behaved. But that was such a long time ago. She should have stayed with Alex, tried to reason with him, like she usually did. Miriam glanced at the rearview mirror and saw Hashim leaning his forehead on the side window pane. Even if those two hadn't met this year as often as they did back home, she knew how important it was for Hashim to have his best friend only a subway ride away. She needed to do something. Anything. First thing that came to her mind was asking for guidance from God, which she hadn't done for a long time. She couldn't do it according to the rules, though, as it required a ritualistic washing of certain body parts. Also, the prayer demanded prostration and a formal invocation that she couldn't even remember word for word. However, she could go the unsanctified way too. Thus, Miriam started reciting silently a verse from the Quran, where she asked for forgiveness in order to cleanse her heart from debris. She remembered Allah will not change the condition of people unless they change what is in themselves. But to do that, She needed to put herself in Alex's shoes and be more patient and compassionate. Then she praised Allah, sending peace and blessings to the Prophet, and finally made her plea for guidance with her own few words. Soon, she realized she had stopped gripping the steering wheel, and the tension in her neck and shoulders was gone, and she felt warmth spreading throughout her body. Something inside her told her to look down, and she saw the notification light blinking. Normally, she wouldn't check her phone while driving. Upon opening the message, she read, "Alert. Unusual air traffic and tightened security reported in Mary Farm Egg Farm in Monmouth County. See the address below. Disease outbreak? We need a once-over with photos. Be careful. Stay out of the premises. Do not engage." She clicked the location link, and it turned out that the place was only 10 minutes away. Hashim leaned back in his seat. The silence in the hybrid car was deafening. He was about to lean forward to ask Miriam to turn on the radio when he saw Alex shifting his weight back and forth in the passenger seat. Something was brewing inside his friend, and that was a good sign. The empty look on Alex's face back at Sandy Hook had been a lot scarier.
"What are you thinking?"
Hashim asked.
"My mom loves eggs sunny side up. Who doesn't?"
Without looking, Hashim could feel Miriam's reproachful eyes on him. "And that's what killed her."
"But she had multiple sclerosis,"
he said, fondling the few fuzzy hairs sprouting underneath his chin. He didn't remember ever coming across any scientific articles that would prove Alex's claim that sunny-side-up eggs were especially harmful. And he had certainly taken a plunge into medical literature in his freshman year.
"My aunt showed me my mom's autopsy report last night. They found salmonella bacteria in her gut, but I was never told."
Hashim tilted his head to the side.
"And she got it from eggs?"
"That's what my aunt said. She had already lost her appetite, but eggs were something she would still eat. And then one day, she suddenly got a lot worse. The medical bills just kept piling up. And I guess she didn't see any other way out except..."
Reaching out to comfort him, Hashim felt his heart breaking, not only for Alex, but for his mother too. Alex had told him how one night he had woken up, hearing a loud, dull noise like a thump coming through the open window from the courtyard. He had tried to go back to sleep, but couldn't as chills ran down his spine. He got up and walked down a narrow corridor. As he turned to the living room, he saw his mother's wheelchair parked in front of the big open window. The curtains were moving like waves in the soft night air. Then he spotted his mother's blue slippers next to the footrest. The strange sound Alex heard only moments ago was the sound of his mother hitting the ground.
"Hold tight."
Miriam turned the wheel, and the car swerved to the right, heading up to a turnpike.
"Whoa, where are we going?"
Alex asked.
"The city's that way and I need to get to work. My shift starts in an hour."
"I'll get you there in no time. Don't worry. But first, I want to show you something."
Thank you for listening to the Rise Up Trilogy podcast. For more information, go to my website, henrikvillenius.com.